Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the only podcast on Forbes' best podcast list. The man in front of me is on numerous lists. We're going to get that in a second. Comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis, and our friend over there is only on one list. And I got a lot of people in trouble.
Yeah.
You, and you're Poseidon.
Yay, I am.
So we just got back from a weeks-long journey.
Yeah.
On the Mike Ward Noir tour of the North Coast of Quebec.
We fucked up my tour bus. Everything that could break on the tour bus broke.
We left young,
yeah,
virile, happy,
my
strong.
My hair was jet black. I weighed 114 pounds.
We were hard.
Yeah.
On the way back, we had no more muffler. The stairs had broken. We lost a headlight.
The propane tank started leaking.
Nearly exploded.
Yeah.
We were scraping, but we made it home.
Yeah, we did make it home.
Yeah.
Three plane rides, two boat rides later, we made it home. It was a fun experience.
Yeah.
But goddamn, was it tiring.
Yeah, there's something, like, I really like the fact that I get to travel to all, like, parts of Quebec that you'd never go if you weren't in comedy.
Yeah.
But I love visiting those places, but every time I go, I'm like, why the fuck don't I go in the summer? Like, yeah, in the summertime, it must be amazing going up north. This time of year, it's fucking, like, it was minus 30 some days.
Yeah, one day it was minus 30 something.
Jesus Christ. This, like, when we're in Fairmount, the sun goes down at 2:15 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I was going to say 2:15 at night because that's, like, it's. When the sun goes down, it's nighttime.
Yeah.
But it, yeah, fucked up my sleeping schedule.
Dude, it fucked up everything. I was, Fairmount was, it was fun to meet the people. The people were all cool. A lot of podcast fans. Everyone there works their ass off. So that was fun, but man, it was far and cold and gloomy. But I had fun. I had a lot of fun, made a lot of memories on this road trip.
Crowds were, then people were really nice.
Yeah.
I was happy how everyone knew you.
That, like, was weird,
that,
yeah.
That was funny, walking around Fairmount. That's like, it's, how far is that? That's like fucking, that's like, that's a 22-hour car ride from Montreal. And people were like, hey, Pantelis.
Yeah, they were asking about Poseidon, too. It was fucking crazy. It was fun, and Poseidon got to see a woman pull down her pants and urinate in front of him.
Yeah.
So it's wins all around.
Where was that?
That was in Sept-Îles.
Yeah, Sept-Îles.
Yeah, and that was at night, right?
That was in front of the hotel.
Okay, right in front of the hotel, yeah.
Yeah. And did she only did that because you asked?
No.
Did you have to pay? Or she, that was a, she pro bono?
That was a freebie.
$12 I had to pay for the
so
trial
So this
version.
Lady, you were smoking a cigarette. Some drunk lady was like, hey, it's pee time.
Yeah, I was smoking a cigarette. She started off by asking me for a cigarette. And then as she asked me for a cigarette, I was like, what the fuck? And then she goes, she started freaking out, and wait. I'm like, what the fuck? She turns around, she goes behind the awning, pulls down her pants, and just starts urinating.
But the awning is like see-through plastic,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's like red, it's red, but it's still see-through.
It's okay. Basically, there's nothing covered.
Is it red because her friend was menstruating? It's just full of fucking body.
It's disgusting.
It's just liquids.
Just peeing everywhere.
I was surprised it wasn't brown. Fuck.
So then she peed, and then she came back, or did you fuck you left? So
she peed. Well, because I had just sparked my cigarette, right? I'm like, I'm gonna finish this fucking cigarette, and it was one of the warmer days, so I went out with just like a tracksuit, right?
wasn't one of the warmer days. It was the middle of the night. It was 3:30 in the morning.
This was Setzil, which is the coldest place in North America.
It was not cold.
In the morning. Yeah. So it was like minus. Because
it was freezing.
We'd come back from Fairmont that was like minus 30. So it was probably minus 28.
Yeah.
Minus 25.
Yeah, the 2 degrees difference.
With
it felt
the wind
warmer.
Chill. Wind is it wind chill or wind shear?
I think it's wind chill.
Wind chill factor of like minus 80.
Yeah.
But here, even today, he goes, it's fucking warm outside. I go, no. It's warm for December. It's still cold. Yeah.
I think I've rebuilt my resistance to the cold a little bit. Because when I used to work, like, in car sales and car rentals and all that stuff, a lot of times if I was rushing, I wouldn't even put on a jacket. Yeah. So I was just in a dress shirt moving cars around, and it's windy, and I was fucking taking snow off cars and shit, you know? So I had built a resistance to the cold, so I guess it came back.
I think the North did that to me too, because this morning my the plastic tarp on my barbecue was off, so I went out, put it on, and just in a t-shirt. And I was fine. So then when I left to come here, I was like, I'm not going to put a winter jacket on. I'll just put my jean jacket. I got in my car, and then I was like, what the fuck am I thinking? It's fucking freezing. Then I went back, got my winter jacket. Yeah. It's cold as fuck. It's still cold.
It's still cold. It's still cold as fuck. God damn, Poseidon. It's fucking cold as fuck, bro.
Yeah. But I built my resistance again. I feel good.
That's bullshit. But at least everybody got to see the way you eat on the trip. That was amazing. Yeah. It was an intervention.
Yeah. Every meal I almost never eat any sugar. Oh, is that syrup? They're like, sir, you're not supposed to put syrup on lasagna. Yeah.
Every meal was wacky.
And everything was delicious. I didn't realize how, like, I knew you liked food, but everything you put in your mouth was followed with a, ooh. And we had, like, a couple of the restaurants we went to were good, but we went to some fucking shitholes too. And the ooh was in a good restaurant or a shithole.
Yeah, I love food, bro.
Yeah, it was all the same.
But the worst meal was I'm not gonna say which one, but the hotel.
The worst meal?
Yeah, the beef tartare.
Oh, really? That was your worst meal?
Yeah, the first beef tartare was phenomenal.
Yeah, that was a great restaurant. Yeah.
That was, oh my god. But the second beef tartare I had was at that hotel towards the end.
Yeah.
It looked like all they did was they took hashed meat and put it together. And then
minced meat,
and then put some sauce over it. So it was just, I was eating basically raw meat without, because beef tartare, there's like multiple processes. Like they add spices and shit like that.
It is, though, just raw meat.
Yeah.
With oils and spices.
I understand, but this one didn't even have the oils and spices. Yeah. It was just.
What kind of oil and spices was you looking for, kid?
Just the herbs and spices, bro.
So listen, Herbie Spicy. Before we forget, Mike made it on another list.
Yeah.
This list is, I guess, for Quebec's most important influential personalities of the year.
Yeah, I think it's artistic personalities of the year. They have these lists every year. And every year, I always go, what a stupid list. And then I started reading it. I was like, this is just, hey, that's me. And then I was like, that's important. Yeah, so it's a sondage. So it's Léger calls
people up.
Wait,
I want to see who's second. Is it? Oh, Charlotte Cardin.
Yeah, Charlotte Cardin beat me.
I like her, and I want her to do my podcast, but I can't get through to anyone.
Tell her you have a friend on the list.
Yeah, Denis Villeneuve is there.
Denis Villeneuve. That's some TV host.
Who's she?
She's a lady that hosts a TV show.
She's cute.
Yeah, Arnaud Soli.
Oh, I know Arnaud Soli, okay.
Comic. A lot of people are...
Jason Tom, that's the homie Jay. Yeah. I like him.
And then me.
It's my... Wait, you think I could reach out to number two and tell her, look, I know number seven. I had six and seven on my show. I had six and seven on my show.
You had six and seven.
I had six, seven, nine.
Didn't you have nine? Yeah,
I had nine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like 12, I think. Who else we got?
Fred Pellerin is the guy who's telling you about that he sells a lot of tickets when we go in little towns.
Oh, I got to talk to him.
He's a storyteller guy.
Ooh, who's number 25? Guillaume Lemaitre-Tiverge.
He's only there because he was he got in trouble this year because he didn't want to get, he wanted to get a vaccine that was made in Quebec.
Yeah, which came out now.
Yeah, and it's the not worst effective. Thing ever. Apparently rubbing like a pine tree on your dick is better.
Nah. Yeah, yeah. If you take the Quebec one, you might get sick.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. So that's a weird list because... But
they're all on for very different reasons.
Most of the people are just on there because they were active during COVID. And I think that's the only reason why I was on there is just because of the podcast.
Well, Denis Villeneuve had Dune that came out.
Yeah.
And Charlotte Carden exploded.
Yeah.
Exploded. So much so that they won't return my emails. Yeah. What do you have? You brought news for us today.
Yes, I have brought a few of the news.
A few of the news. Education?
P-related?
Close.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So, I didn't expect that.
The first one is Santa gets arrested in Germany.
Oh, yeah, it's true, because he showed me an actual murder, but he's not going to show it on 2 Drink Minute.
Yeah, I'm not going to. That's too depressing.
Oh, there's a Santa Claus that murdered someone?
No, I saw a Chinese guy murder a black guy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, just shoot him in the head.
Yeah, was trying to rob the restaurant, and basically the Chinese owner,
guy was having none of it.
Yeah, he pulled out a gun and shot
him
in the face.
From his pants, though. So he was working all day with a handgun in his pants.
The Chinese guy had a gun?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, very, very.
You figure, like, you're working a restaurant. The cash register is there. Hide the gun underneath.
Yeah, in his pants. Yeah. And then the guy's reaching over the counter trying to get the money, and the Chinese guy's like, yeah, motherfucker. Pulls out a gun, and right point blank in his head, shoots him.
That was in the States, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I figured.
That doesn't feel German.
Doesn't feel Chinese either.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel Chinese at all.
Well, no, the German thing is...
Black people in China probably get shot a lot.
Are they very racist
in China? They don't have any black people, really. And the black people, I told you the story when I was in China. I asked the Chinese guy, I was like, you guys don't have black people? And he goes, yeah, we have black people. I'll take you to the black place.
Oh, nice.
And then he brought me to this club. It was all black people.
Okay.
And then when I walked in, I was the first white guy to ever be in that club, I think. The owner gave me, he gave me like a poker chip. He was like, this is you. Show this to anyone. You can get whatever you want for free. No one will fuck with you. And then I was like, what? I was like, what is this club? I was like, what is this club? And then he was like, it's all Nigerian drug dealers. So Jesus, I was in Christ. A Nigerian drug dealer club showing my poker chip and having them be afraid
of me.
Every
time somebody came up to you, like, what do you do? Oh, sorry. Yeah. That's funny. What did this German do?
Oh, shit. So they've...
Santa Claus arrested Germany for not wearing a mask. Is he supposed to? Isn't the beard technically a mask?
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess droplets don't get through or whatever.
He got off on the whole banging kids thing, but the mask.
Yeah.
Kann ich so nicht feststellen.
Weihnachtsmann hat geführt.
Oh, by force.
He's running. Like,
why don't they just give him a fine? They're yelling Sieg Heil. Did you hear that? I guess they're making fun of them. They're calling him Nazis.
Yeah.
Maybe they weren't yelling that. Maybe they were yelling something
else. Yeah. Whatever they yell always sounds like Sieg Heil. Super are aggressive. Die.
God damn, that's a lot.
That's got to be traumatizing for a little kid.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happened last time. First they came for Santa, then they went for the Jews. So we got to be careful. That's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah.
And you figure if there's one job you don't want wearing a mask, it's Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's weird. For little kids. You don't want the little kid to see Santa with a mask.
No.
And it'd be so easy to put the mask underneath if he does have to wear a mask.
And just like leave his nose mask. Out. Leave his nose out so he can breathe.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then you can't. Wrong, wrong, right, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't.
It's already German. Haven't given Schleich in Christmas? Like, it's already. It's already very aggressive.
How many Jews do you want me to kill for Christmas? I don't want that, Santa. Too late. It's already done.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Where was this guy? Because can you play it back? When they start pulling him away for a while, he looks like Weekend at Bernie 2. Do you remember the movie Weekend at Bernie? The second one they redid? He goes to, I think it's Haiti, and then voodoo, like a witch doctor. Makes him come back to life, so he's walking funny.
Oh, I remember the second one.
So he's walking like a...
Like a zombie?
Where's this? Stralsund
Stralsund Christmas Market.
Western Pomerania, Germany.
Western Pomerania.
Mecklenburg. Yeah.
That's near a border collie, New Zealand.
Yeah, was that a Christmas?
By Labrador, Switzerland.
Look at him, the way he walks now.
Yeah.
Oh, because they're lifting him a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow. They're actually, you know what surprised me? That they're actually taking him in. Like, they take it that serious.
Yeah.
So they're like, come on, bro, just whatever. Like, that's what I would do if I was in their shoes. Then they're like, no, we got it. And how is that going to help?
I never get, though, when the cops are bringing you in, and you're like, fuck it, I'm just going to lay down on the ground, make their life difficult.
Yeah.
I get that if you're wearing your own clothes, but this fucking guy is wearing a rental suit. So he's going to have a fine when he goes back to the Santa Claus store.
He might own the suit.
Yeah, he might own the suit.
He might be Santa all day, every day. Yeah,
he might be killing it.
Speaking of Santa Claus, what the fuck was...
What?
No, nothing.
It's weird. Yo, what else you got for us? That was depressing and went nowhere.
Okay. There was a McDonald's fight.
Between Santa Claus again? It'd be amazing if all the news things had to do with Santa.
It was a lady. But before we get to that, this one's funnier. So we're going to go to that one. It's funner. It's more...
All right.
It's more...
We trust you.
Yeah. So there was a wedding.
Oh, nice.
And they had a reception hall and shit. And basically, people online were angry at this lady because what happened
she was a wedding crasher.
No. She was the bride, and she got together with the bridesmaids, and they put together choreography for
the
groom.
Let's watch it.
And people were angry.
It looks very slutty. Like, you can see some side boob there.
Yeah.
See this.
That's not the bride.
I swear to God, that's a bride.
Oh, she's putting the ass in class.
Yeah. Look at that.
What is happening? Imagine it's your wedding. Your mom's there. It's like, what the fuck? Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's her wedding. She could do whatever she wants.
Yeah, obviously.
What is this? This is hilarious. You think this guy regrets getting married, or this makes it even better?
It depends on the guy.
Yeah. Oh, look, bro, that's the bride.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, no. Okay. It's repeating.
Yeah.
God damn. Yeah. Poseidon, that's fucking hilarious.
I'd be, for real, though, like, I wouldn't want my wife wearing that.
Oh, of course, I wouldn't either.
I'd be like, hey, I think you put the wedding dress in the suitcase. You're wearing the lingerie.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Yeah,
I'm not mad. It's none of my business. They can
do
whatever they want. I don't know why people are mad. Yeah, that's
none of anyone's business.
But like, I think most people would have reacted like they would have went, okay, listen, whore. You're not gonna fucking embarrass me in front of my friends and family. Are you crazy?
But I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe there's 9-year-olds there, and you're showing them your asshole. Like, what is going on?
They gotta learn, bro. They gotta learn early.
They don't have to learn early. Yeah. That's only in your household.
Yeah, that's true.
Call me old-fashioned, but 9-year-olds should learn about sex on the internet with their uncle.
Exactly.
Learn that in the basement, not in front of everyone.
Exactly how I learned.
For real, though, like, if I was a little kid, let's say if I was 11, I went to that wedding, I definitely would have gone to jerk off in the bathroom.
Yeah.
God damn.
It would have been rough.
Yeah, but I agree with you guys. It's none of my business.
Just imagine. There's assholes being shown. There's little kids jerking off. What kind of wedding is this? Yeah. It's like, what is it, on
Epstein's
wedding?
Best wedding ever.
It's on Epstein Island. It's like Epstein's wedding.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
What else you got for us?
Oh, what else? What else? What else? Let's
see. I like leaving Poseidon to find the news because it's always a little retarded.
La, la, la. Oh, so a ref was hospitalized after a wrestler violently stabs him in the with a spike after match.
Hold on, bring up pictures.
Wrestler, like
professional wrestling, or like
Olympic style wrestling?
Professional, or? Like you know, the fucking weirdos with a
with the spikes and the stabbing
the
refs?
The weird music and the outrageous outfits.
Outrageous,
yeah.
Outrageous. I like that whore. The nothing outrageous about that. You thought it was fine. But seeing Randy Macho Man Savage in his underwear is outrageous.
But isn't that, like, is this fake? Like, are you just telling us a wrestling storyline?
No. This was not part of the storyline, I think.
Hold on. I want to see what it says. Scroll up. I'm not about cancel culture, but promotions need to stop booking Hannibal, a.k.a. Bloodhunter. There's been numerous accusations of sexual harassment and several incidents of him legit injuring people. He's a reckless liability that's all about himself and getting YouTube views.
I'm pretty sure this is fake.
Yeah.
And they're making it look real.
So he raped the ref?
Close.
Jesus Christ. That's not the ref?
That's the ref, yeah.
Well, I mean.
Yeah.
It's a bit and of it was a...
All, that, it was no, blood. That feels fake. Oh, no, that's definitely
go up,
fake.
Go up. Let's see the video. There's on Twitter. Go all the way up. Bum, bum, be there. Down. Let's play here. Yeah. Let's see this. He's wearing a purple lucha mask.
Yeah.
He's screaming the ref.
Hey, it kind of looks like my mask.
No, that's definitely fake.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is he sucking the blood out of his head?
That's fake, because look how the ref is fighting. Yeah. He's tapping his feet on the ground.
I want you to get
like,
away.
If that shit was real, he'd be like fucking like almost having a seizure.
Yeah.
He'd be doing everything. He'd be fucking clawing
unless they told him, like, yeah, I'm just going to cut your head a bit. We're going to.
Yeah. No, that's fake. That's fake.
I don't
if
know.
If that was real, the other ref.
It looks pretty real to me.
The other ref would have come in. And hit the guy. Like, that's all fake.
Looks real to me, mate. It's still real to me, damn it. There's a guy with a cowboy hat
on. That's not even a real cowboy. That guy's a fake cowboy.
Is that Carlito?
So that was it.
Oh, wow. Dude, that's a little...
apparently got stabbed in the head.
Well, apparently, let's look back at the photo. Let's see if the photo's real.
Hold on.
Let's look at this guy.
He looks too happy to have just gotten stabbed.
He's happy.
He's like, look what happened to me. How was your weekend?
I mean, it looks. I'm looking at it behind you. They stapled his head. It looks pretty real.
No, the cuts look real, but
So I think he cut him, but he didn't expect it to be that deep. Like
maybe
he was in on the cuts.
Like those extreme wrestling, they used to always do that. They'd put like they'd staple their backs or put thumbtacks on
I think it's real. Yeah,
like they're real staples.
They're real staples. I think he cut him, but I think he probably didn't expect him to go that hard. Like he goes, "Don't worry, I know what I'm professional. I'm just gonna cut you a bit.
I know what I'm doing."
He wears a lucha mask. How's like his day at the office? Is he puts on a lucha mask and stabs people? Why would you let him fucking fuck your face up? I mean, look, it might be an improvement. Like I could see this guy's face, but it's just fucking weird.
Yeah.
But at the same time, great promotion for that promotion.
Yeah. What's the wrestler's name?
Go up. Hannibal. Oh, yeah, Hannibal.
Yeah, Hannibal.
Hannibal
Bloodhunter.
AKA Bloodhunter.
Because he did suck blood out of the guy's skull. You saw that part?
Yeah.
That part was a little weird.
Yeah. But the sexual harassment. I like how we've become like a society that we're like, this fucking crazy guy's stapling people's heads. And people are like, it's okay. I don't care. But he called that woman...
Sugar tits.
Sugar tits. What?
You disgust me, Bloodhunter. Put that fucking discarded penis down for a second. And listen to me. You can't go around grabbing asses. Sure, you can stab people.
You can stab dudes in the dick.
Yeah.
What a fucker. What promotion is it? Like, what wrestling...
I have no idea.
Doesn't say it, huh?
Nah.
All right, it's
a world-class pro wrestling event in Irving, Texas.
So it won't say it.
Turned scary on Saturday.
Yes, I won't say it. It just says a world... I mean, unless it's world-class pro wrestling, maybe.
But they do say he's a former WWE star.
Not a star.
Yeah, no, he's a former... He might have... Maybe he was like, I was on TV, row 3.
I don't know. I mean, he might be a star. I don't fucking watch wrestling. He might be.
I don't think he is, though. That's a shitty way of coming back.
Yeah, The Rock never did that.
No. Yeah, that's true.
And The Rock's a star.
Yeah. The Rock is a star.
Yeah.
That's like how porn stars are. Remember, like, we've always called them porn stars. We never call them porn actors or actresses.
Yeah.
But most of them are porn actresses.
Yeah. Like, they're not stars.
You're doing one movie, you got paid $175 and a gift certificate, and you're a porn star now?
You're out there doing some... Porn, getting surprised that there's a penis involved.
You're a porn method actor, is what you are.
Is that a penis? Oh my. I've never done this before.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Did we talk about that on Two Drink Minimum?
We never talked about that. No. I don't think we had an episode yet. About that, yeah. Because we can't say names. We got to keep it vague.
Yeah.
But someone that we knew surprised us by being in a porno that no one knew about with a dude.
Yeah. In a non-heterosexual porno.
And then pretended he
was. But he was wearing sunglasses, so he didn't think anyone would recognize him.
Ah, man, that made me laugh. You got a penis? What? I was like, what the? That's terrible acting. Yeah. But it looked like he didn't want to be in that gay porno. Yeah.
No, I think most, most heterosexuals don't want to be in gay porn. It's the way I see it.
I want to know how that conversation.
I wonder if they
tricked
him. Did he owe money to them? Or?
Maybe. Oh, fuck. Maybe.
You got to pay off your debt. How? You got to jerk that dude off.
The company, though, that did that porn, too, like, it's a legit company. So it's not like if you're doing gay porn, you go, I owed money. Why? I have a drug problem. But that's a legit legit porn company. So if he owes him money, it's just his credit card bounced on his membership the month before. Oh, they're like, you owe us $19.95. I don't have it. All right, you know what you got to do.
Bend over.
God damn.
Hey, he got banked by a dude because he couldn't pay
$19.95. Oh, he got banked too?
I'm going to describe the scene because you guys sent it to me. He's with a man, but he doesn't. This is what's worse than doing gay porn if you're not gay. He touches a guy's dick, but you can tell he's disgusted. So if this is the dick, all he does is like he just rubs it.
Like how a baby touches something that doesn't know what's going
on. He looks like a baby trying to pet a cat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a baby petting a cat.
Yeah.
That's worse than doing, like, if you're going to do gay porn, you suck a dick. Like, just fucking, you're ruining the gay porn for everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
I love how this guy, too, like, Greek guys from Park X are the most, like, homophobic dudes. Still around, and you're doing gay porn that you filmed in Montreal. What the fuck is wrong with you?
The funniest is my buddy goes, I go, how did you find this? And then it's like one of our friends found it like while looking at porn. And then I'm like, why was he looking at that? And then my other friend's like, don't ask these questions, right? Just be happy with the gem you found. Don't question it too hard. Yeah. I was like, well, I'm going to question this.
And the movie wasn't, like, it wasn't one scene, just him. He's in, like, a scene, like, a 38-minute video.
Compilation.
Nine scenes. And he's in the middle. So to find that scene, it means you didn't come during the first scene. The first scene didn't do it for you.
you get why it's weird, right?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ, bro.
Oh, bro, that was some funny shit. I fell off the chair when I heard that. I was panicking. But he's a good dude. I don't know how he got tricked into that.
Yeah.
But you guys are right. It's probably like a quick protocol, like, or, you know.
Yeah. You know what I think it is, though, for real? Because this is a legit porn company. they contacted me to sponsor Suzy Good while back.
Yeah.
And he probably went into audition. And they were like, look, you know, you gotta pay your dues. You gotta, so before you can bang a chick, how are you with dicks? That must have been it. And then he was like, no, I'm not. And then they were like, no one's gonna recognize you. If you have a hat, you wear a hat, get some glasses, who's gonna know?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
What a fucking weird week.
Because I watched the scene, but like fast forwarded it to see what it. And he never takes his hat or glasses off, right?
No, it's in disguise the whole
time. Which makes it not gay. Like he did. Only gay if you take the hat and glasses off.
You should have worn a mask.
A lucha mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a wrestler.
Yeah.
Staple that fag's head. Yeah. I'm going to staple your head with my dick.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. Holy fucking shit. And speaking of that, Poseidon, when we got to, because Fairmount, people that don't know, it's far north, and it's just, people shouldn't live there.
Yeah.
So mining companies own the whole town, because the town is a
Indian
giant wall.
Mining company.
From India.
Yeah, yeah, India. Yeah. Like, not Indian native.
Yeah, from India owns it, and it's a huge wall, and in there, it's like a shopping mall, so the school's there, the theater's there, the grocery store's there, restaurants are there, and a strip club. Mm. Which Poseidon was super excited about seeing the North.
I was not that excited about it.
And then he didn't get to see anything because there was a stripper scheduled to be there that night, and she crashed her car.
Two strippers were scheduled. One of them had an accident on the way, and then the other one canceled because she was like, I'm going to be alone in a fucking mining town with men that haven't seen a woman in, like, years.
I get her.
Yeah.
I understand that logic.
Yeah, because they hadn't had a stripper since COVID. So they hadn't had a stripper in 2 years. And then one of them got into an accident, and girl got like a brand new truck, and the bartender was like, yeah, she didn't have insurance. And it was only insured like
one way.
But generally you do that if your car is worth like $800. Yeah, not if it's a brand new car.
She had a brand new car.
She was like, I paid cash for this, so I better not insure it.
Is she retarded?
She is retarded. Because she's like, and even the bartender, she was like, no, but she paid cash. Yeah, who cares?
Insure it.
Yeah, insure.
Yeah, because like the insurance
company doesn't ask to see your fucking, like, your Revenue Canada form. They're like, they don't care.
They just insure the product.
And if anything, because you paid cash, that's more incentive to
you just spent all your money already.
Yeah,
exactly.
But if you're paying monthly.
Why do you have the impression that people aren't idiots?
Because I'm an idiot myself, and I think everyone's smarter than me.
You are right on
that. Yeah, you are right on that. Yeah. But the thing is, here's the thing. Because you're expecting people to have an IQ of 130 because it's higher than yours, but an IQ of 70 is still higher than yours. Yeah. That's what you're misunderstanding. Yeah. What was your favorite place that we visited? And why? Oh, wow, he's great at podcasting.
Yeah.
I would say the wall.
The wall was your favorite spot. Yeah. How come?
It was kind of like out of this world. It feels like a once in a lifetime kind of like experience. You get to see this.
I knew that anyone I found can't really get away.
Hey, man, don't. Hey.
The wall was weird.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I got to say something about the wall, you dumb bitch. So Poseidon called. So we get to the wall hotel first. And Poseidon calls me panicking.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah. That was the best.
Yeah. There's no power.
The
lights won't come on. So I was like, well, they're not automatic. You have to just fill up the light switch. What? What are you talking about? There's no power. I go, okay, so look at the wall, right? He's like, yeah. I go, do you see a switch? He's like, no. I go, there should be a switch on the wall. No, there's no switch. I go, there's a switch, and you just pull it up. It's down, you just push it up. No, there's no. So he freaks out. So then we go down, I think. And he panics. He goes, tells the lady. She's looking at him. He's like, so in my apartment, in my room, there's no power. She's like, what do you mean there's no power? The lights won't come off. And she's like, have you tried turning the light switch on? And he's like, why does everybody keep saying that? There's no switch, or I've tried. Nothing works. So finally, we end up going to his room.
Next to the door?
Next to the door. There's a light switch. And he's like, yeah, the lights won't turn on. I go, have you tried turning the light switch on? So he flicks it up. The lights turn on. He's like, oh. I'm like, bro, have you never seen a fucking light switch?
Okay.
I don't understand.
Okay, can I explain? Can I defend myself?
I don't know. Let's try.
Okay, hold on.
In the village where my mom is from. The light, no switch, it's just a chain. I pull on the chain.
I thought I was going to have to use my lighter.
Okay, let me defend myself. So that's
usually when you go in a place, the light switch is on the wall.
No, no.
This is a wall. So I went outside, no switch.
No. So that light switch was actually it's what gave electricity to everything for the plugs.
Exactly. That's what I said.
But I didn't know that. So what I did was when I walked in, I kept flicking it, you know, and then nothing would turn on.
Flicking it like it was a clit?
Yeah. I kept doing this.
Did you lick it a little? I'm going to lick this thing.
I put both fingers around it.
Why isn't it turning on? I always have this issue.
Yeah. I can't turn anyone on.
These things never get turned on.
This is bullshit. She hasn't felt the hand of a man in so long, and still I can't turn this room on.
This is maybe like my ex-girlfriend. I need to get a short fat lady to turn it on.
Okay, so I kept licking it, and nothing would turn on.
Licking
right?
it or flicking?
Licking it.
Okay.
Nothing would turn on.
Because I was going to say, that's your first
mistake. I'm like, what the fuck? The lights don't work? But the thing is, the lights in the bathroom worked, and the plug in the bathroom worked. The plug, like, I want to charge my phone.
When you called, that's why I told you. When you said they work in the bathroom, I said, I know, in the living room, because I I had the identical room. Yeah. I said, the one on the wall, flick that up. It'll work. But you, how are you going to know if the plug works or not? Because if when you flick it up, you don't plug something in.
You know what I understood. Okay. And then also because I tried plugging my stuff in the like the living room area or whatever the fuck, nothing worked.
Because you didn't flip the switch.
I know, but I didn't know that was the switch.
But I told you it was
and
the switch.
And this is the first time and in my life. This is the first time in my life where I walk into a place and I have to flip a switch to use power outlets. It's completely alien to me. I've never experienced that in my life.
I get it, but you asked me, and then I told you.
Yeah. So I thought you meant it was kind of like, you know those metal things in the wall with the switches?
I thought it was a fuse box.
I'm like, where the fuck is the fuse box? So I'm running all over the room. I'm looking for a fuse box. I'm like, what the fuck, right? So I go downstairs, and the way she made it sound, she goes, you have to flip the switch to turn on the electricity in that part of the room.
Yeah.
So she told me that. I'm like, oh, it's a fuse box because the fuse box is all sectioned off, right?
But I had already spoken to you.
I understand, but I thought it was a fuse box. So
me and the lady told you the exact same thing.
Yes.
And you still went in there. You're staring at the switch. You're like, I don't know where the fuck it could be.
Because I thought that was just for the lights. I didn't know it was for the power outlets as well. I was expecting to find a fuse, like a fuse box with... Flip this switch for the power outlets, this for the lights, this for that.
In your defense, you never listen, so it's, this doesn't surprise me.
That's not a good defense, bro. But yeah, so, yeah, that's what happened.
It was another funny thing that happens when we're getting driven up there. I was just asking questions about restaurants and what can I eat. And the lady's like, well, even at the grocery store, you better be careful. If you want to get some, like, fruits or veggies or anything you have to grow, be prepared. It's going to be like $18 for some lettuce or whatever. So we go to the grocery store.
Same price.
99 cents organic bananas. I was like,
yeah.
All right. I was like, yeah,
everything was cheap.
Yeah. I was like, are they charging these people more? Yeah.
I think that you said it. It's because this lady moved from the city 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So she's comparing their prices to 1993 Montreal prices.
Yeah. That's what I think that's exactly what happened. That's 100% what happened. But the grocery store had everything.
Yeah.
They said there's going to be nothing there. They had everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They even had vegan stuff, which I was surprised.
They had Pez.
Most people up there, like the when we were in Setsu, that woman told me, she was like, hey, we got a vegan meal for you. Salmon salad.
Yeah. She goes, it's a lot of salad and a little bit of salmon.
She goes, but you can move this salmon over. I love how that turned.
Why just not put the salmon in the first
place? It's
not
vegan.
A vegan meal.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's like saying I got a vegan meal for you. It's a steak, but you don't have to eat the meat.
Look, here's a bowl of cereal. You're lactose intolerant. Just grab the Cheerios and shake them off a little.
Yeah.
Fucking problem solved.
Yeah. The way she said it so nonchalant. Yeah. That's why I smirked as she said it. Like I couldn't contain myself. God. I was like, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Jesus Christ.
Like, it's vegan. It's salmon. It swims upstream.
Yeah.
Doesn't count.
God.
Yeah, but and then I thought that I was fucked in the head because I burnt my tongue. I guess the cheese. I don't even know if that cheese was expired or not because I had him taste the cheese that tasted funny and he swallowed it. Tastes fine to me, but the way he was eating,
yeah,
he could have.
It probably did go bad because when he tasted it, he just said tastes fine. He didn't go, delicious cheese.
Yeah, his usual self.
Yeah. Mm. Well, okay, I think I would have been able to tell if it was expired or not because I had, I fucked up, accidentally drank bad milk yesterday. Yeah. Yeah.
How did you accidentally do that?
Well, because like, is that because you turned off the electricity in your house before you left?
No, because the building, it's an old building, and sometimes it gets.
You did turn everything off before you left. Yeah. Did you unplug the fridge? Because the fridge is very energy hungry.
Yeah. No.
You're not gonna get me again.
No.
What happened to the milk? I was steaming my milk, as one does.
No. What happens is sometimes in that building, there's power outages, and it could go out for hours. And if I'm not there, you know, even if I'm there, I can't do anything about it.
I was about to say,
yeah.
If I'm not there,
no one's gonna flip the switch.
Yeah.
So because when that happens, let's say it's like 3-4 hours, the milk I have,
and then as soon as you pay your bill again,
no,
they fix it.
No, I've never had an issue with that. It's the whole building that goes out.
Okay.
Interesting.
And no, I pay my hydro on time.
We didn't say you didn't.
And even if I didn't, it's illegal for them to cut the electricity in winter.
Oh, I have a question about that. It's illegal for them to cut it. I always wonder this, but there's no one to answer. It's illegal for them to cut it in the winter.
Yeah.
But what if they cut it in the summer and just leave it cut for the winter?
Yeah, that's probably legal. And plus, for people like him, that is it your heat that's included?
No, the hot water.
Okay, because like a building that the heat is included, they can probably turn your power off, right?
Mine?
Yeah, no, but like if your heat is included, because they just don't turn the power off because they don't want people to freeze to death.
Yeah.
But if the heating is included in your rent, they could turn your lights off.
But isn't the heating and the electricity the same thing?
No, it's different switches.
No, I get, but how is it powered?
They're all powered.
By hydro, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah, of course.
So if they cut you lose all that shit.
No, but they can cut specific things.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, of course.
Like my house, my old house used to be, or no, my new house is
I didn't know that. Propane. No, I thought like the way they're made, they have the fuse downstairs, they go, we cut power.
My house where I am is propane that heats it. Oh. But I think technically hydro can't cut me off in the winter because they don't know. Oh, like yeah. I could, they don't talk to the propane
But
company.
What if they cut you off in the summer? Do they keep you cut through the winter or do they have to put it back on
we
in the
should
winter?
Try. I should try. Try not, don't pay your bills.
Yeah, that should be simple.
Yeah.
Do what you're doing.
Yeah. So what happened to the milk?
Oh, yeah. It went bad, and like
how did you accidentally drink?
Well, because like the thing is, I didn't.
How is this going in my mouth?
Like in milk, whenever like I've poured bad milk before, you hear it, so it goes like whoop whoop. It sounds like someone's thrown up in your bowl.
That happened to me once. I was like, what the fuck? And it was chunks that I threw it out. This was a while ago.
Okay.
But this time there were no chunks. So what I did was I poured like in a...
And you didn't smell it?
In a mug? No, I didn't. I just like, oh, I checked the expiry date. I checked. It expired March 22nd. Like, oh, it's still good.
March 22nd?
Wait, hold on.
We're fucking December.
Yeah, why would that be good? It's December.
March 22nd of 2022.
There's no way.
No milk that expires in 4 months.
That's what it said.
But that means it's last year. Because milk, when you buy milk, like milk is good. Like when it's, even when it's pasteurized, it's good less than a month, right?
This is the greatest day ever. He's like, it said it expired March 22nd. We're December, so I figured I still got time.
No, it's a 2022, I think.
No.
You saw the
22nd.
Yeah. I saw, actually, you know what? I still have.
That's been in your fridge for a year.
No, I have.
You probably saw 2-0 or maybe 12.
You know what? I have the bottle at home. I'm going to take a picture of it.
You still have it?
You're like, this is disgusting. I'm going to put it back in the fridge.
That's the problem. Every couple of months, he's
disgusting.
No, this is bad. I'm going to put it back in until it gets better.
No, I poured it into the sink. And I just, it's in my garbage. I got to throw it out. But I didn't throw it out yet. So it's still, so I'm going to check.
March 22nd. Yeah. So obviously it was still good.
It's like I grew up on a farm and milk that you don't pasteurize is only good. I don't know. Not like a week maximum.
Like I could believe I could believe them saying 2 months.
I think,
but bro, beginning, he gets it end of November. It's lasting till March. Bro, what kind of shit are you drinking?
I think if it's pasteurized and the temperature is perfect, it may be 2 months, maybe. And even then, I wouldn't risk it. But March, we're fucking...
March 22nd.
We're December 12th. That's 3 months and a week away. Like, that's 3 months and 10 days. That's 100 days from now.
Well, no, even more, because now we're December 13th.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he got it
before
that. So
I got it end of November.
End of November.
So you
right?
got it, like, that'd be 120 days.
He sees March like fuck perfect.
No, so what happened was
you should always smell like I never used to look at like I'd look at the expiration date on milk, but I'd always smell it anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Because like some things go bad, you can't tell, but milk is the easiest thing to know it's gone bad.
Well, the second if it's November and my milk says it expires in March, I'm asking questions.
Yeah.
Well, so here's what happened. So I poured in a like a coffee mug.
What's the year in like
Roman
regular
numerals?
Letters? Yeah, or
is it Roman numerals?
I don't know. I gotta check. I'm gonna take a
picture.
There's
a missing children's thing. It's Elizabeth Smart.
Yeah. I'm gonna send it to you guys. So what happened was I poured it in my coffee mug
because there's JonBenet Ramsey on the thing.
So because as a kid I used to love. I used to love pouring in a coffee mug, and then I would put like dad's cookies, and I would crunch
dad's cookies. Your dad's cookies?
No. The or brand. Any dad's. No, the brand. The okay, brand. Okay. The brand dad's cookies. Okay, like the oatmeal cookies. And I would stomp them in there and with the milk, and it was fucking delicious. Right? So I did that.
I don't even know what dad's cookies are.
Dad's cookies? It's the oatmeal, the yellow one. It's called dad's cookies.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, I know those.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, the regular oatmeal.
Yeah, but they're called dads.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd never noticed the brand.
It's to give him PTSD when he's little.
Yeah. So, and then I throw them in there, and then I start eating fucking cookies, right? I went, this tastes weird.
Did you go, these cookies are bad? You threw out the cookies?
No, so what I did was, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Are the cookies bad or is the milk bad? So then I opened the cookies. I tasted a cookie. I go,
oh, this tastes the way my dad's supposed to.
This tastes good. And then I opened the milk.
So then you grab a big sip of milk.
Well, I took a sip like a retard from the coffee mug.
Couldn't you just deduce? Like, there are two things. Okay. One of these things is giving me cancer. Is it the cereal? Or is it the radioactive waste? Yeah. I took the cereal. It was okay. I went, got a test. No cancer.
Let me test the radioactive.
Test the other radioactive waste.
Look, I was tired yesterday, bro.
That's so amazing.
So you ate some expired milk and then you drank expired milk.
And then
all in a day's work.
Yeah. And then I'm like, I think it's the milk. So I smelled it and it smelled like vinegar. I'm like, that's not a good sign.
That's not a good sign.
That is not a good sign.
So I poured it into the sink. And then I was
You should have poured it into your vinegar jug.
Yeah.
I was so angry because
I'm going to wash the floor with this.
I was so angry because I wasted half a row of dad's cookies.
You had thrown in half a row?
Yeah.
Half a row is like this long.
No. Like four cookies.
Okay.
Hold on a second. So you weren't going like this, like dip, eat.
Nah, you got to dump them in there, bro.
So you just, like as if it was cereal.
Yeah. That's when I was a kid, it was even worse. It was like an actual bowl. I would throw in like 15 cookies.
Okay, now, sidebar.
Yeah.
We've talked about this. Because we're talking about this because someone else.
You're saying how you're eating better now.
Yeah, and how you want to lose weight.
Rarely eat carbs or sugar. So a row of cookies, is that?
I thought, okay, you know, he had one. I didn't realize
it's oatmeal. Oatmeal. Some fucking, it's like a plant.
Yeah, that's his logic.
I'm eating broccoli.
Yeah.
I had four. That's not a lot.
But four, aren't they like this big?
Yeah, no. These were the smaller ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
God damn, Poseidon.
Yeah, the bigger ones come in the two packs.
Okay.
I had the ones in the.
And the dead ones come in the two packs.
Rest in peace, Doc. No, I had the ones in the...
Do you think that's why Tupac was called Tupac? Because of dad's cookies?
he too used to eat them the same way. Yeah. And then they shot him! So, did you get sick?
I had diarrhea all day today.
Good to know.
So, same old.
Yeah, same old.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
It was funny because during the trip, whenever he would have like stomach problems, I guess he just says it because of reflex. Yeah, my stomach's fucked up. I don't know why. And every time he would say it, I would have like a cartoon flashback of everything he ate that day. And I'm like, I think we kind of know why.
And he did like our last show, the last thing he told us, like right before the show, he goes, don't use that bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so I forgot about this.
I wanted to kill him.
I figured that, like if someone tells you, and he goes, I wrecked that toilet. I thought that just meant he shat. It smelled bad. So I won't use it for another hour. And then after the show, you go, there's shit in the toilet.
Yeah, there's shit everywhere.
Shit in the toilet.
Yeah, so I walked in and I was shocked. That's why I can't go, bro, when you said don't go in there, oh, it's a mess. I didn't realize you literally you shat everywhere. You're like a homeless person. He's like, no,
and
no.
And there was a plunger.
Yeah, there was a plunger.
Like, I didn't know there was a plunger.
But here's the best part is that he made a mess. And instead of being like, look, guys, there's an accident or, you know, I'm a child.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm retarded. He could have said anything to avoid it. He said, ooh, nobody wants to go in there. I had a real mess. It'll take a while. He legitimately destroyed the bat. He shot it. No. It's the kind of stuff I used to see when I used to work at Harvey's.
Okay,
when,
no, like hold when on, homeless hold on. People
and you told us.
All the shit was in the toilet bowl, yeah, my friends.
But you said, I didn't tell you guys because I didn't think you were going to use that bathroom.
Yeah.
So you thought we were all going to leave and then the fucking poor janitor at that theater was going to go, why is Mike Ward shitting on the seat?
Okay, first of all, there was no shit on the seat.
There was, though.
No, no, there wasn't. That was all on the toilet bowl. Don't fucking spread propaganda over here, okay?
No, don't spread shit everywhere else.
But you can't just leave, like, you can't just leave shit in the toilet bowl like it's a Tim Hortons that you're never going to go back to.
People know us.
People know.
But also, I didn't think that you guys were going to go back in there either because of what I said, but also because it was the woman's bathroom.
Yeah, but that means some poor lady is going to see that.
I just realized that also didn't make it better.
It's a theater, so it's not like there are people there every day. So after the show, they close up, and then tomorrow, the day after, the janitor comes in, and he's like, God damn. And plus, it's a ladies' bathroom.
Is so that milk expired?
Yeah.
Okay, but in all seriousness, though?
But because they always blame whoever's face is on the poster.
And that fucking vegan took a huge vegan shit.
Look at that vegan shit. God damn. Look what salmon does to your turds.
Look, what happened was...
There's pieces of chicken bones in there. What is this guy eating?
God damn vegans and their chicken and salmon.
Look, what happened was most of it went down, but it was that little bit of poop. That
it was not a little bit. There was not a little bit. First of all, you know how I knew there was a problem? Because I walked in and the whiff, like it hit you in the face.
You could smell the shit. Like I took a shit in the bathroom that was not the same, like the men's bathroom. Because I don't go to the ladies' bathroom. So I go to the men's bathroom. It stunk in there.
So
Do you know how bad you have to stink?
But because I went in a long time after him because I thought, okay, by now it cleared out. So it hit me. I opened the door. And I go, wow, that must have been, because it stayed for so long. I go, Jesus Christ, he wasn't kidding. This must have been even worse before. And then I walk on the stall. I almost threw up the shit everywhere. I go, this motherfucker. I walk out and I tell my guy, this motherfucker. He just shit everywhere and didn't flush. He just left. And then he lied. He's like, guys, you won't go in there. I took a really big shit. Well, he wasn't. I mean, he was honest. He did take a really big shit. Just that he didn't flush it. That's what he should have said. I refuse to flush or whatever the fuck. Crazy. And the smell, man.
No.
It's like animals died in there. It was very bad.
What happened was I flushed and most of it went down.
Did not. Bro, it was full
most
of shit.
Of it but went the thing, down. None of it went
none
down.
None of it went. It was full
but
of shit.
But the thing is, it got clogged because of the toilet paper.
If most of it went down, we would not be hit with that whiff. Bro, when I opened that door, it was like a horse trough. It was awful, bro. It's like a rat died in your
asshole.
And you're
blaming the toilet paper. You're the one that used too much toilet paper.
Yes. So,
so I love that you're blaming your own mistake.
But the thing is, it wasn't that bad.
It was rough.
Because the smell must have been bad. I understand that. But the thing is, because I grabbed the plunger after and it went down super easily. I just did a few.
Well, yeah, because it spent an hour floating and discombobulating, bro, in the water.
I'm gonna throw up. I think for real.
Disgusting. Oh, that smell. Oof. I thought about it and I got PTSD. Yeah. It was horrible.
I think that's the only reason why that woman peed in front of you.
Yeah. She knew.
It was revenge.
Yeah, sure. It was that night that it happened.
Yeah.
You got,
game recognizes game.
You got revenged.
Yeah. She was like, try to wreck my bathroom. I'm gonna wreck your balcony.
Yeah.
Or entrance or wherever the fuck she was.
It was rough. But that whole, we had one morning.
Sorry about that.
I don't know if you remember the morning. Do you remember when he was pissed? There was a morning. It was the day we were going to, perform. I think the day we were leaving for Setil. He was in the worst of moods. All morning, grumpy. Did you book this? Did you book that? He's just super, super angry. I talked about it yesterday. He's like, I don't know why I was mad, bro. I was hungry. In the morning, it was early. He was really pissed.
I hadn't had coffee yet.
You remember that day when he was really pissed?
I wasn't pissed.
You were pissed?
I was annoyed.
But it was kind of our fault.
Was that when we went to those people's people's house? I want to thank them. They don't speak English, but we had a couple in Bicamo that the dude fixed our muffler. He reattached my bumper.
Free of charge.
Free of charge, yeah.
Yeah. And Poseidon hated every moment of it. He was in a bad mood that day.
Fucking hated that guy.
But we also made Poseidon's trip harder than we had to. Because he had tasks that he had to do as tour manager, whatever the fuck. And half the shit we would tell him wasn't even real. So he had to mix the real duties that we were expecting from him to the extra fucked up shit. And all together, and he didn't know what was real or not. So sometimes he would fuck up the real stuff and do the shit stuff. So we'd get mad at him. But some of the stuff was funny. Like I remember in Big Home when he went on stage to put the stool. I'm still laughing at his face about what he did. Because it's supposed to be discreet, so you could describe
it. What did I do?
Yeah, because there wasn't a stool on stage, so a stool has to be on stage. So, and the lights generally, like, the person will bring it out in the dark. He was kind of lit.
He was very
lit. So he brought it on the stage and looked at us and he went.
That was the best. And everybody's looking, what is he doing?
And then he came back and there was a thing hanging underneath the stool, like a thing of paper.
I didn't notice that.
About this long.
I took it out after so when Mike goes, it was clear. Okay.
Yeah, in the dark, he took it off.
I'm a sneaky, sneaky man.
Hey.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the trip, I pulled a fucking wipeout.
Oh, yeah, he landed face first.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was rough. But to be honest, it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
I'm not going to lie, bro. We were on the bus. I was dying of laughter.
You were like a woman, though. Zero attempt to stay up. Zero attempt to stay up. He doesn't know how to fall.
No. But you heard it.
That was
like I teleported to the ground, my friend.
Yeah. And the best is, it was like Peter Griffin, because his first reaction, he had his face to the ground and he's turning around. He's like, like that was the noise he was making. He was like, and instead of me being like, shit, is he alive? The first thing I said was, you can't sleep there. You can't sleep. And then I checked up on
it. Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, because what happened was, bro, the weirdest fucking shit, right? So I sparked a cigarette and then I realized.
By the way, this is at a gas station. I just realized he was next to the pumps he sparked a cigarette.
He was actually, I saw the video. He was leaning on the propane tanks.
Yeah, he was leaning on the propane tanks.
He fell on the propane tanks.
He almost killed everyone. He is such a dumbass. Yeah.
Whoops,
Desi.
No, so what happened was I realized I was too close to the pumps, right? So I'm like, I'm too close to the pumps. This is no good.
Pump.
I gotta go a bit further, right? So I wanted to turn the corner at the building and go behind the building, right? Where there was no pumps.
Did you measure? You're like, okay, I'm 6'3". If I fall face forward, that means I'll be 6 feet away from the tanks. Safe. I'm safe.
Safety first, guys.
Safety first.
And he just drops.
God. So what happens, I'm like, oh, fuck, no, I can't smoke here. This is no good. So I go to move forward. And the thing is, here's the weird thing. It was on the sidewalk of the place, right? And there was a lot of ice past the sidewalk. Now, where the sidewalk ended, there was also a lot of ice, but that ice was invisible.
Invisible ice.
Completely invisible. So what the thing is...
Completely invisible, sneaky except ice. For the fact that it was shiny.
Yeah. So the thing is...
Sneaky, shiny ice.
Black ice, bro. Sheenies. You gotta watch out for it.
Sneaky, shiny, thick ice. Yeah. thick ice. Sneaky. Very sneaky.
Very sneaky ice where all the rest of the ice
it's
that I was on.
It's invisible, but like 4 inches
higher
thicker
than the rest. Yeah.
Like a step, a sneaky step.
It was very visible.
So what happened was I'm being careful for the ice that I can see, not knowing there was also ice
that
right before
see.
That
yeah.
that I can't see. So I go to, I'm like, I gotta
so
be careful.
So you jumped.
So I go.
Like Wario.
So I go, I gotta be careful. And I take one step. And, like, I teleport to the ground. I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Just this.
Yeah.
Just straight up, down. It was
did you hit your head?
No. But my whole body's sore.
Yeah. I thought you hit
and
your
my
face.
Knees fucked up. I hit my face, too.
It was very Peter Griffin. It was he was making a noise when he was on the floor. He was almost turned on by it. Yeah. Oh, man. I remember Preach, what happened to him when he went to one of the gas stations.
Oh yeah. Holy Jesus shit. Christ.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, cause there's not a lot of black guys up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lady told him, she was like, hey, $20 gas. And he goes, no, it's 80. And she goes, oh, it must have been that other. And she called him the N-word. Imagine.
Yeah.
God damn.
And then he came out, I was like, yo, you want us to go back in there? He's like, nah, what the fuck it. It's just the way people are around here. I go, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But not just around there. Like, remember that time he got that look from the lady at the other gas station?
Not a lot of black people in small towns.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I was following you guys with my car, so I parked also, you know? I think it was supposed to gas as well, yeah. So a fucking lady comes out, bro, and fucking walks over aggressively to him with her clipboard and just started fucking...
Yeah, she. That was funny.
Yeah.
That was actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
Because she overdid it.
Yeah.
Because I was shocked. I was like, what is she, a rooster, bro? What the fuck are you doing? She came in like this. Like that, it was a brave rooster-esque.
Yeah.
Fucking
chicken.
That's when
neck.
You can tell there's a lot of racism. Like, we always have black people tell us a lot of white people are racist. We're like, nah, it's not, that's not, what the fuck are you talking about? It's not that bad. Until you go in small towns.
And a gas station, I confused you with the other N-word.
And then you're like, God damn it. Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ. But he's a good sport.
But Poseidon did defend them, though, because he said, these two N-words look nothing alike.
That N-word isn't even funny.
He's a big N-word. That's a little fucking... He's a little F-word N-word.
Yeah. Yeah. And the preacher's like, you're not helping. Yeah. You're, bro, I don't know what you think you're doing, but you ain't helping. Yeah. Like, no, you cool. You cool, all right. All
and right. Then he got in the other black guy's car.
Yeah.
He's like, the bus got smaller.
It shrunk.
But that bus is going to need some serious repairs.
Yeah, yeah, it's at the garage now.
I wonder if the guy's going to freak out. What did you do?
I think, well, though, it's because we, like, it that we went really far. And those, like, since it's not like an actual tour bus. It's like a motorhome. So
it's a modified RV.
Those things are supposed to run in the summertime. They're not supposed to be. And I think we probably hit, like, a tire or something on the road that knocked the propane thing and the muffler off.
Well, it was a very treacherous road.
It was a treacherous road. It was a crazy trip, but also the first flight we took to go into, I guess, was it New Brunswick, Newfoundland. Newfoundland. We go to the airport. Everyone's telling me you can't bring liquids, all that. So all my shampoo and all that stuff, I had to leave it because we're not putting it under. There's no under, you guys told me. So I left it in the tour bus, which, by the way, turned to a rock. But when we got to the airport, bro, that was like, the airport didn't give a fuck about anything.
Yeah, they didn't even check our bags.
Didn't even check our bags. So then I'm like, oh, fuck. You know, I forgot about the, like, God damn it. I could have brought my shit. Yeah. Anyways.
I could have brought my knife.
Yeah, he could have brought your knife.
Yeah. Well, he did bring it the other day. So he's like, he's all pissed off. He's like, fuck, I could have brought my knife on the plane. I didn't bring my knife. He was very angry about not being able to bring his knife. And when they screened me in the last place, remember when they made me take my pants off? That was fucking annoying, bro. They overdid it.
Made you
you didn't see that? I had to take my belt off, open my pants. I had to take my boots off.
Jesus.
The last.
That was a little.
In Newfoundland.
They checked between I didn't know the dick and the balls.
He checked all my stuff for bomb juice.
Oh, really?
Here's the fucking crazy part. They made me take my shoes off. They made me take my belt off. They made me walk through. They bomb juiced my bag. Bro, you know what I had in my bag I found on the plane? A bottle of water that I wasn't allowed to take on.
No.
They didn't check the X-ray machine. It was water.
It was in the X-ray machine. They didn't notice it was water. Yeah. Bro, they're letting bombs through all the time. So Poseidon was very angry. They didn't have his knife. So then when we got back to Baie-Comeau, he had his knife. So that night, remember we went to the first bar? And there was all the people coming around us, those girls that kept saying, you're too loud, or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So Poseidon, at one point, I lean over, and he had pulled out his knife, and he's like this, you want me to tell her to stop? And I look over, I go, bro, put your fucking knife away, bro. Put your fucking knife away, bro. Yeah. So you want me to tell her to stop? He fucking pulled out a switchblade. It's crazy with that knife.
Yeah, and we were in a bar that everyone came up to me to say, we couldn't go to your show. And then I was like, why? Because they check for vaccines.
They check the passport.
And I was like, don't they check for passports in bars too? And then the guy said, just leave. Yeah. Because when we went in, I realized that we, like, they weren't checking for passports, but we're just so fucking used to being in Montreal that I showed my thing to the guy. I don't even think he had a reader. I think he just tapped like a calculator to my phone, said, okay, like, you're good.
It's legit.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
Oh, and then what happened is you guys is left.
Yeah, we went back to the hotel, and then we got into a whole thing with a band there, and we sang karaoke.
But while you guys were gone, the second cab didn't come, and Preach and I almost got into a scrap.
With each other?
No, with some
Preach got mad. Like, what did you call me at that gas station?
Was it a racial thing?
No. So what happened was, since Preach and I were stuck there, we're like, fuck, we're going to have some drinks. So we started having drinks, and then we started, there was that punching bag thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so we started punching that, and the bouncer came and participated, and Preach befriended the bouncer. And
We both have punching in common.
Yeah, and...
we are now brothers in arms!
And so we started punching that. It was a good time. People were laughing. There's that. And then some belligerent drunk man started causing a problem with the employees there. He tried to fight the bouncer. There's that afterwards.
Causing a ruckus.
Yeah, causing a ruckus, as they say. So
drunken buffoon.
So because we befriended the bouncer, we came to the bouncer's aid, although he didn't need our aid. No, man, the man was 5'2", and we would have.
Oh, the guy fighting the guy. The guy that won.
He was 5'2", and
your dad just showed up at the club. Yeah.
He was shorter than my dad.
You want to see my nunchucks?
Shorter than my dad, bro.
Karate guy.
But this guy was tiny and he was trying to starch it, and his friend, anyways. So it was a whole adventure,
like,
bro.
Like the bouncer at the strip club in Fairmont. He was like 5'1" and about 103
pounds. Years old.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, and he looked like a guy that should be retired.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an old dude.
He's been a bouncer there for 35 years. They were saying, or 30 years.
He started bouncing that when he was 60.
Yeah. And when you age, you shrink. He used to be 6'7".
He was so small. It was the funniest thing when I first saw him.
He's a tiny man.
And these are minors.
Yeah, these are all dudes that work with the... They have... Every finger looks like a bottle. Like, they have big-ass hands.
They can kill him with their bare hands.
Yeah.
I don't know what...
Yeah.
Maybe he's got a knife.
But that's a testament to how, I guess, civilized they are up there, because... You'd think there'd be more rapes and murders.
Well, everyone knows everyone, right?
Yeah. So if you fuck up the bouncer, you're out. And no one owns a house there. It's all the mining company that owns everything.
They're on the wall, so they're just going to come break and beat the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Possibly rape you.
That night when you guys showed up, we were at the hotel, and we were getting drunk at that corporate party.
Yeah.
It was the first time I'd ever seen... I've seen him drunk before. But I'm not used to seeing Preach drunk. He got there and was fucking
shit-faced. When you guys showed up, Preach was drunk.
We were pounding them back. They kept bringing us shots. We had a few drinks. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I had his back. Don't worry about it.
You had his back.
Like I was looking out for the homie.
I was waiting for him to get a couple more drinks in him, and then...
Not that kind of back, bro.
I was going to his room to get that back.
Yeah.
My back. I licked Preach's crack. That was Chantal's, bro. Preach can beat the shit out of you. Telling people you had sex with Preach.
It's a fucking joke, bro. Calm down, bro.
Don't do that shit.
You guys fucking talk shit about me all the time, bro. Calm down, bro.
But don't talk shit about Preach, bro. About banging Preach.
I didn't say I banged Preach.
You said you wanted to bang.
No. You insinuated.
You said you were
looking
at
his ass. You insinuated, you bastard guy, bitch. And then I played along.
You said got his back because of the term bareback.
No, because he got, you know, he drank.
I think you said you guys are dating.
Because he told me he didn't drink that much, but he went to the bathroom and you were watching his drink. And then the other drink right after, he said I got all dizzy. And then I had Poseidon saying, I got your back, bro. I got your back.
I got your sweet, sweet back.
Yeah. We're both sleeping in the same bed tonight, baby.
Why? Because I got your back, bro.
I got your back.
Got to make sure nobody breaks in here.
You guys are ridiculous. But yeah, it was, you know.
Yeah, we and him went to crash a corporate party.
Yeah.
Which was already crashed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun. We showed up later after.
We befriended a band.
Yeah.
We sang. Mike sang very well. I attempted to sing.
I also attempted to sing very terribly.
Oh, by the way, I checked the videos. You don't have me singing Eminem.
No, I have the other song.
Yeah,
I have you sing.
But you were literally with me with the camera. I saw it. But I guess you were recording because none of that is on there. I have you on there.
You were just dancing with
him.
Whoops.
Yeah, I have you. That's how drunk it was. He thought he was recording it, but he hadn't clicked on record.
Fuck.
Yeah, there was a lot missing. Like I noticed yesterday.
A lot?
Yeah, there was. I was like, like there was a lot that you just didn't record that you didn't.
Such as?
Well, it's not there.
Well, no, I got a lot of footage.
You got a lot of footage, but most of it is nonsense.
Most of it is just a lady peeing.
I should have gotten a hotel. Fuck! I should have brought the fucking camera.
But I have you singing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
So that I'm gonna put in the video.
Oh God, that's gonna be
that's
terrible.
Good too, right? No. Did it sound good?
We were hammered.
Yeah.
Because
I don't think it sounded
like,
good, bro.
But it's because Freddie Mercury is hard. It's hard to sound like him.
Yeah.
But it's just a high voice. So I think it sounds bad but funny.
It was
kind of good.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a good time.
It sounds bad but fun.
Him and the waitress yelling "Scaramouche, can you do the fandango?" That it was funny.
Yeah, it was a good.
It was a good night.
Yeah, it was a good night.
Man, and then we slept, but we've been finished the whole time. Because it was a lot of like fly here, go there, go upstairs. It was a lot of craziness.
And everything was like four-hour drive.
Yeah.
4-hour drive, 5-hour plane ride.
It was exhausting, but it was a lot of fun. Like, I had a blast with you guys.
Yeah, he said he's living his best life.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, he's very happy. Yeah. You finally...
Everything that he dreamt of as a child happened. He saw a lady pee, and he drank four-year-old milk.
Oh, yeah. What a week. And he pulled out a knife, took a knife on the plane. Yeah.
Pulled a knife on a plane.
Tried to hijack it.
He was like, okay, I'm going on tour. We're going to be going on a plane.
Well, no, look.
Need a knife.
Look, it's a survival
knife.
I'm going
to bring a sword. I'm not fucking mental.
Yeah, I'm bringing it just in case.
People are going to look at me like I'm fucking crazy.
Well, no. Like, that was a survival knife. Like, you could start a fire with it.
How are you going to start a fire with a knife? Unless there's
I'm going to demand that someone gives me
a guy with a lighter.
So here's the thing. Let me explain.
Start a fire,
so
fuck face.
What you do is you get a bit of branches. You get a bit of some of those dry dead leaves
and
or whatever.
And then you get a guy with a lighter.
No. You kind of like chop away. You kind of peel away at the branches. You make like kind of like a fire starter type of shit. And then you grab a stone. And because it's steel, you basically fucking keep knocking it. And it causes sparks. And eventually.
Isn't it easier to bring a lighter? And you're a smoker. You already have a lighter.
Yeah, you already have a lighter.
Yeah, you smoke. You have a lighter. Why do you need
guys, I'm going to start a fire for us for 20 minutes. Like, don't you have a lighter?
Well, in case...
Touché.
It was also in case the lighter wouldn't work, because in the cold, lighters don't work too well.
So in the cold, we're going to wait 6 hours while you find a rock.
No. It takes
thaw the ice off of it. Because a rock will be full of ice.
Oh, but just the hitting of the knife will generate heat. Or you could grab two rocks and
generate heat.
Yeah.
So you hitting the rock is going to generate heat.
Well, yeah, because it's what's it called?
Do you think that's what caused global warming?
Oh,
that
yeah,
might be it. Too many fucking geniuses with knives.
Too many survivalists.
Well, no, because it's an impact, right? There's an impact and it causes sparks. It causes heat, causes sparks.
You're 100% right about that.
Yeah.
However, I don't think it's going to... Just the sparks are going to cause enough heat
to
survive.
Have you ever tried to start a fire with just rocks?
No.
It's hard as shit.
I've tried to do it with
branches and
yeah,
doing
the branches,
this.
Very difficult as
that
well.
That takes forever.
Yeah, I managed.
You get like one, did you? Oh, fuck, you get a spark after an hour.
I think I tried at my dad's place because he was doing like survival shit. He has axes and stuff and like shit like that.
What do you mean survival shit?
Like
his survival tactics was getting away from you.
Actual axes or just axe body spray?
Well, axes, no axes. To
I'm surviving.
No, he has axes to chop his own wood.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know, and then I think I was trying. I think I managed, but like after a while, bro.
You managed to start a fire with wood?
Yeah, but it took forever, bro.
I think I managed.
That's how I know
that
he's lying.
That makes it sound very fake.
Yeah. I think I generated.
You ever been to Australia? I think I've been to Australia.
No, like there was smoke and shit.
You didn't start a fire.
Yeah, you didn't start a fire.
I caused heat.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
You got sweaty.
Yeah, yeah. You attempted to lie, but you did definitely not start a fire. He'd be the worst survivalist, especially because the way he eats. Yeah. But, all right. We're going to eat off the land.
I know, you just catch a rabbit.
Which one of these trees has Twinkies?
They'd wake up the next day. Who ate all the rabbits? There are no more rabbits left.
God damn.
So what did you take from you? If you want to tell people a lesson that you found out about the North Coast, what would you say?
Like a... Is there a lesson even to bring home?
I learned
there's always a lesson.
To not trust you when you go to the bathroom.
Well,
treat you like a child because you, in fact, are a big child.
The lesson I learned is to, you know, don't
flush the toilet.
Don't leave your shit floating.
Yeah, he learned that at 28.
You know?
Yeah. I'm glad I learned a valuable life lesson.
Well, because look, what I usually do, like, let's say, it happens in my place. I don't have a plunger.
You don't have a plunger?
Actually, no, I do. I have one now because I needed one at some point, and I think I stole it from somebody. It's a small one.
Can I use your bathroom for a second?
Yeah, I had to hide up my ass. It was terrible.
Wait, so at your house, you would just run out and be like, this is future Poseidon's problem.
No. So what
you
I would
tell
do.
Tell your neighbor, don't go to my bathroom.
No. So what I would do is I would flush, and let's say it would get stuck. I'd wait there, wait till the water refills in the
and
tank.
And flush again.
And then flush again. And usually, I would say 95% of the time, it just went down.
And the other 5%.
I've been lucky. The other 5%
is
the
carpet? You don't have carpet?
No, I don't.
So the other 5%, you had to go hands first?
No, the other 5% was when I had to find that mini plunger.
Why didn't you just, if you had a mini plunger, why didn't you just use that from the beginning?
But I didn't. I had to go get it. I think I bought it.
What do you mean you think you? I don't understand what's going on. So this is why. So let's say you had a situation,
makes no sense.
And then you bought a plunger. Yeah. So now you own the plunger if you bought it.
Oh, but so I hadn't bought it yet.
The second time it happened.
Though, no.
There are too many. I think he actually shits in a bucket.
I think, no. Yeah.
He's been shitting in the bathtub since he got that fight.
I think the reason why he steams his bathroom is because he hopes he'll help melt and push the shit down.
No, I had bought a plunger when I first ran into the situation. It wasn't going down even after the second flush.
But you mentioned multiple situations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it'll happen and then I'll flush a second time and it all goes down. No issues.
That's not what you were saying, though.
That's exactly what I was saying.
I think.
And now I have a bidet.
How does that help the shit?
Oh, yeah. I don't throw a bidet.
Yeah, I don't throw toilet paper anymore and it all just goes straight down.
Or you just wash your ass with this water. Yeah, bro, it's fucking powerful?
Bro, it's amazing. So
it's
love
powerful.
It's powerful, yes.
Sprays up your ass.
Sometimes it does go up my ass and more poop comes out.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So I get everything out.
Well, not everything, but you get a lot of it.
Why? This is the shit episode.
They're all shit episodes.
No, not like that. Not like that. I mean like the poop one.
No, we've had some poop related episodes before.
Whenever your mic is turned on.
So listen, if you enjoyed this, and why wouldn't you, really? There's also a French podcast available. It's called Mike Ward Suzakut, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. And you can get it on Patreon, patreon.com/Suzakut. That's where you get the entire back catalog of episodes. That's where you get tickets to watch it live. And also, if you're enjoying that, Mike Ward Suzakut will be live at the Montreal Bell Center this summer, July 22nd, 2022. Watch your milk for the expiration dates. You should not have milk that expires July 22nd.
I want to apologize right away to the Molson family. The ladies' bathroom will be wrecked. That won't be my fault. I'll find out about it in August.
Yeah. Yeah, we're warning the Montreal Canadiens that that's what's going to happen in their bathrooms. So tickets are on sale now at centrebrag.com. Links are in the description. You can see a little graphic here popping up for you. Get tickets for that. Should be sold out by the time the event happens. Only a couple thousand tickets left. Already 18,000 have been sold. So it's going to be the event of the summer.
Yeah,
right smack dab in the middle of the Montreal Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. So Poseidon, you can also follow his antics. He's on Twitch, twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69. He's also on Twitter and Instagram with the same handle, ThePoseidon69. He could teach you how to make a fire. He could teach you how to not flush toilets. He could teach you how to steam your apartment real, real nice for the winter. Patreon.com/Pantelis, where you can catch me and Poseidon on all our other podcasts. Patreon.com is where you go to sign up to get exclusive content and everything first. And in French, I'm currently running a test run. The Rodage, testing my hour in different bars around the city. First one announced is in Laval at the Poutine Bar in January, so tickets are available for that. And that's about it. That's all we have to really plug,
right?
What's
the date?
January 22nd. January 22nd, yeah. 2022. Two shows, one at 7:30 and one at 9:30 for my French hour.
And only $20 a ticket.
Only $20. I'm going to have some fun guests. I'm going to bring comedian friends of mine. I'm not going to say who, but people are going to be there to fuck around. So it's just going to be a fun night of us shooting the shit. No stress.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. And go fuck yourselves.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.